Awareness Week. How you can help others. Hashtag be aware of PSP and CBD. This June, we are launching a new awareness campaign with the aim of improving diagnosis of PSP and CBD by educating healthcare professionals and the general public about early symptoms. During PSP and CBD Awareness Week, 17th to the 23rd of June 2023, we encourage you to get involved in a variety of activities to help us ensure more people can be aware of the two conditions. Share our new I Red Flag poster. Since you fed back in our 2022 survey of people living with PSP and CBD that educating healthcare professionals is one of your top priorities, this year we will be specifically targeting opticians and ophthalmologists. To do this, we've created a new poster highlighting eye red flags so opticians and ophthalmologists can hashtag be aware of these key signs people living with PSP may experience. The aim of the poster is to encourage opticians and ophthalmologists to advise any patient showcasing the symptoms to get advice from their GP or even a referral to a neurologist. Professor James Rowe, PSPA trustee and Cambridge University Professor of Cognitive Neurology and consultant neurologist, confirms raising awareness of eye symptoms could help improve diagnosis rates. It's time to look up to PSP. The eye signs of PSP may not be noticed in everyday life or cause any symptoms, but our eye movements can change very early on in PSP, so they could be a way into early diagnosis. Many of us have our eyes checked regularly at high street opticians for glasses, contact lenses, glaucoma, or other eye conditions. Wouldn't it be great to have a quick check at the same time for possible PSP? Many people could be spared from long delays to get assessed. How you can help? You can help spread awareness of the eye red flags by sharing our new poster. Please use the tear-off poster at the back of the magazine with your local opticians. You can then log where you've taken the poster on our website awareness map. If you'd like more I Red Flag posters, you can download a copy from our website, www.pspassociation.org.uk/information-and-support/awareness-tools. Contact us to receive copies in the post on 01327 322 410 or email info@pspassociation.org.uk. How opticians have helped. Katie's mum's eye issues were picked up during an optician appointment. Katie Butterill knows all too well the importance of spotting those all-important eye changes. Katie's mum was diagnosed with PSP in 2020. After multiple visits to the GP and whilst waiting for a neurology appointment, Katie's mum's eye issues were picked up during an optician appointment. My mum had been to the GP several times over balance issues, but nothing conclusive had been found. Eventually, they did refer her to neurology, but there was quite a wait. During this wait, the GP suggested going for an eye test. The optician picked up on limited eye movement, this of course meant nothing to us at the time, and said she would do a report for the GP. As a result of this, Mum was referred to a neuro-ophthalmologist and the appointment came through quite quickly. In the ophthalmology report, PSP was mentioned for the first time. This diagnosis was confirmed later when Mum finally had her neurology appointment. PSPA volunteer Maria C. Rodriguez Hancock's dad was diagnosed with PSP in 2016, and an optician also aided his diagnosis of PSP. My dad's first awareness of PSP came in the summer of 2016, during his annual eye test. My dad received expert eye care from Zag, who had detected issues with Dad's vision and referred him to an ophthalmologist in our local hospital eye department. At this time, Dad had also been experiencing problems with balance and mobility, so had visited his GP several times. The GP said the symptoms he was experiencing was to do with his age. Thanks to the result of Dad's eye test paired with some other symptoms, it was determined Dad needed to have further investigations, including a brain scan. It took a few months of tests to get a definitive diagnosis of PSP in December 2016. Sadly, Dad passed away in 2020. It is because of Dad's experience I volunteer for PSPA and support all plans to raise awareness of PSP and CBD. Stepping up awareness in your community. As well as helping us to distribute our new Eye Red Flag posters, there are a number of ways you can help make sure people in your community can hashtag be aware of PSP and CBD too. Take part in a walk of hope. Throughout the summer, we're encouraging you to get out in your local community and take part in a walk of hope. Our walk of hope is an awareness-raising 5-kilometre walk or wheelchair push. You can take part in a local event, see events listed on our awareness map, or host your own walk with your friends, family and colleagues. The beauty of this awareness raising event is you can organise it to suit your needs. Walk or push 5 kilometres in one go, or break the distance up into smaller chunks across a number of days. You can even organise a relay, so you only need to complete a portion of the walk yourself. You can look the part during your walk of hope by wearing a PSPA t-shirt and Ed's lace. See all the awareness-raising items our website shop has to offer at the back of the magazine. Not only will these striking colours raise awareness of our charity, the lace will help create conversation points so more people can hashtag be aware of PSP and CBD in your area. Lacing up your personal experiences. Whether you are organising or attending a Walk of Hope event, delivering an important PSP and CBD education session, or organising for an optician to attend a support group meeting, there is always a place for wearing Ed's Lace. Following the successful relaunch of Ed's Lace last year, we're keen to keep the conversation starter part of our ongoing awareness plans. Wearing an Ed's Lace is something everyone can do during PSP and CBD Awareness Week and beyond. Keep an eye on our Facebook and Instagram profiles for great ideas for utilising Ed's Lace to create conversations about PSP and CBD and an opportunity for you to share your personal experience too. The Breslin family on their Walk of Hope in 2022. How PSPA volunteers are raising awareness, educating health and social care professionals. As part of our commitment to educating health and social care professionals across the UK about PSP and CBD, we are rallying our fantastic education volunteers to get out in their community. This June, PSPA education volunteers will be organising informative education sessions with their local GP surgeries, care homes and community groups to ensure more people can hashtag be aware of PSP and CBD. As well as raising awareness of the two conditions, the education sessions also inform how symptoms progress, meaning they are able to better support everyone affected. Opticians welcome at support group meetings. In addition to our education volunteers helping with our awareness plans, we are also encouraging support groups to invite an optician to join one of their meetings during the month of June. As well as building relationships with key health and social care professionals, opticians attending meetings will help them learn more about PSP and CBD and how it impacts daily life. In turn, this will help opticians better understand how they can assist diagnosis and contribute to the ongoing care people living with PSP receive. They can also offer tips on eye health for people living with CBD. Follow us on social media, Facebook at PSPA Association, Instagram at Team PSPA. PSP and CBD Awareness Map. View awareness activities already booked in this summer to help raise awareness of PSP and CBD. Awareness Stand. 9th of June from 10 a.m. Awareness Stand, East Cheshire Eye Society, the Town Hall, Macclesfield. 2nd of June, PSP and CBD Education Session at the Preswylfa Nursing Home, Rhyl. 13th of June, PSP and CBD Education Session, Olivetti Care Home, Birmingham. Walk of Hope Event. 23rd of July, 10:30 a.m. Northampton Walk of Hope, Sewell Country Park. 20th of June, 9:30 a.m. Milton Keynes Walk of Hope, PSPA Head Office, Margaret Powell House. Awareness Stand, 10th of June from 11 a.m. St. Albans Community Showcase, St. Albans Cathedral, St. Albans. PSP and CBD Awareness Pack. We've created a fun and informative PSP and CBD Awareness Pack to keep you updated with our plans. The pack also contains lots of ideas to help inspire you to get out in your community to help more people hashtag be aware of the conditions. Inside the pack, you will also find useful documents such as our new red flag poster to share with an optician, a template press release to help you share your experience with your local newspaper or radio station, a sponsorship form to help you raise funds towards our fight to improve diagnosis and care, details of items we sell in our shops so you can look the part whilst you raise awareness. To download this useful pack, please visit www.pspaassociation.org.uk/information-and-support/awareness-tools. PSPA Awareness Raising Grants 2023. In the PSP and CBD community, we all know awareness of the conditions is a real problem, impacting on diagnosis, care and support, access to resources and research. In our latest patient survey, 94% of people said they had not heard of PSP or CBD before they were diagnosed, and we know there are similar problems within the health and social care community. We are committed to raising awareness of PSP and CBD alongside putting people at the heart of what we do. We know we can't do everything on our own and need to work in partnership to achieve our goals. We need you to help us. This year, we have earmarked £10,000 to put power in the hands of our supporters and stakeholders to raise awareness. Our new awareness-raising grants are there to harness the ideas, skills and experience of people living with PSP or CBD, health and social care professionals, volunteers and supporters to help raise awareness in their communities. Grants will fall into four categories: raising awareness to improve diagnosis, raising awareness to improve the quality of care and support, raising awareness of the services and support people living with PSP or CBD are entitled to and how to access those services, raising awareness to improve the resources allocated to supporting people with PSP or CBD in the health and social care system. How much can you apply for? There are two levels of awards. One, under £1,000, there's no lower limit. to £1,000 to £2,500. What can you apply for? We don't have an exhaustive list of what you can apply for, but to give you an indication, it could include staff time to develop a learning network for health and social care professionals, publicity materials, travel to be part of a networking organisation like Health Watch, making a short film or funding for a film screening, writing a book about PSP or CBD, developing learning materials, an information session for a specific community, travel and accommodation to speak at a conference or workshop. How do you apply? If you have an idea about how you can help raise awareness and need some funding to make it happen, then go to the website to find out how to apply. The deadline for applications is midnight Thursday, the 31st of August, 2023. www.pspassociation.org.uk/information-and-support/awareness-tools.